always love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11.30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Good morning all, and it is time for Otway Health Check. My name's Anton, and I've got Brad Pickering in the studio. How are you this morning, Brad?
Yeah, not too bad, Anton.
And can you yourself? Oh, very well, thank you. It's lovely. As we were talking, it's a lovely spring day out there, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You just maybe tell people a little bit about your role at Otway Health, just to kick the segment off.
Yep, so most of you probably know me by now, but for those that don't, I'm the clinical nurse manager, so I run the clinical side of Otway Health, manage the day-to-day, and I respond to anyone who presents Monday to Friday to the urgent care centre, and over the weekends we have on-call.
Great. And you're also becoming our expert in the Otway Health Check segment too, Brad, by the way.
I wouldn't go as far as expert, but I do enjoy coming down and having
a chat. I throw that term around pretty loosely, so, you know, to me you're an expert. Now, we've got you in this morning, Brad, to talk about the Good Sam app is its name. If you just give us a sort of a very brief run over of what we're about to talk about, and then we'll just sort of break the points down, I guess. So the Good Sam app, if I ask you, what is the Good Sam app?
So the Good Sam app is something that's still quite new to myself as well, Anton. So the Good Sam app is a smartphone application that you can download and register for, where certain individuals will get notifications if there's a cardiac arrest nearby and be able to respond to that cardiac arrest. So the app essentially notifies an individual that can register for the app and has it installed on their phone to the closest AED, which is an automatic defibrillation device, and then to the site where early intervention in cardiac arrest promotes good outcomes. And this, it's to get someone on site that has experience sooner rather than later.
And that's what you mean by people will be notified. Like, I won't be notified, but the kind of people who would be notified if I've got a good SAM app on me and I set it off, I go, right, I'm in trouble. Who are the kind of people that I would expect to see turning up?
You don't necessarily set the app off. What happens is you call an ambulance. The ambulance dispatchers, so the comms unit, will notify... will be able to see who's around that is a good SAM responder.
I don't have to do
have to do anything. So what will happen is then the people in the area that are good SAM responders, because the ambulance will know how long it's going to take them to get a unit to that area. So if there's someone closer by that can provide professional support, they'll be notified if they do have the app. The app will then direct them to a defibrillation device, and then from that defibrillation device provide them with a map and a comprehensive shortest route possible to the actual individual that is in crisis.
Excellent. So let me get this straight. It's really the responder that has the app. Is that correct? Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. In saying responder, at the moment, Ambulance Victoria and the Good SAM are partnered up in Australia. And what they've done is the only people that can register for the app. So most people can download the app, but the app won't work unless you're a registered user. And to become a registered user, Anton, you need to be either a healthcare professional or have a nationally accredited qualification to be a primary responder. Nurses, doctors, ambulance officers.
Yeah, so, okay, just to clear that, because I was thinking it was something I had to do. So this is sounding really positive from my point of view, because there's not much, I don't have to really do anything, but I guess I have to register to become a person who wants that to happen, or... Is that
no,
just
no? It's for everyone.
So it's right. Okay. So
essentially, just say you're heading down the street with a friend, and they collapse on the ground, and you've called an ambulance, and from your description of events, they think that person's having a cardiac arrest. If there's someone else close by that is a healthcare professional, has registered the app, has installed the app, what will happen is they'll get notified of where you are, and they'll be able to come and help your friend and help you to provide that crucial first line support for the person in the community that is having a cardiac event, essentially.
Because as you said a minute ago, I guess it's that very quick, that very initial stage. It's really super important with those kind of events.
Yeah, so those events, the most crucial time is early on, and the sooner you can actually intervene with those events, the better the outcomes for the individuals. So roughly there's about 18 people across Victoria at any one stage that do have cardiac events in the community.
Really?
And they will benefit from having that early response.
Wow, this is a fantastic initiative. So it's really a sort of like a technological version of somebody yelling out, is there a doctor in the house?
Essentially.
Sort of yelling it sort of electronically out into the ether. Now, so we've talked about the kinds of people who will be
responding.
So that will be put into place by the initial call to 000?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So that's the thing that people will notify the responders. Is it only for cardiac arrest, or are we talking about other things as well?
Primarily, it is actually only for cardiac arrest at this stage. So it may be developed further later on. But at this stage, it's primarily for those cases that are identified as someone that does have a heart issue.
Yeah, right. So I guess it's not. It would only be we'd only be guessing. But I imagine that if this thing works well in this instance, there are a lot of other applications for something a bit like this, so I guess this is not
huge applications for for smartphone integration into community care and first response. So Australia's not by no means the first to roll this out. This has been rolled out in the UK, New Zealand, India, USA, Brazil, South Africa, and it's proven so far to be a great medium to that first responder and first responder support.
And I guess there is a lot of safety requirements around being a responder and becoming a registered responder.
Yeah, there is. So I've signed up for the app. With signing up for the app, there's a complete code of conduct that you need to go to, which is very similar to the national codes of conduct that all healthcare professionals are held to. But it does give everyone a good indication and a good breakdown of what their requirements are to be a responder and what their responsibilities are if they're a responder. And one of the key things with the app is you can actually mark whether you're off or on duty. So whether you want to be a responder or not.
So you're not being contacted all the time. It's only when you can respond.
That's it.
Yeah. And I guess you're held to account to those that level of sort of integrity in your general day-to-day job as a healthcare provider. You are held to those kind of high standards anyway.
You certainly are. So, but it's nothing you wouldn't expect from any member of our community anyway.
Fantastic. Can we just go to a quick track, Brad, and then come back and, you know, talk a little bit more about it, but and we can go through any more points that we need to discuss, I guess, while we listen to this track.
Yep.
You're listening to the Otway Health Check. My name's Anton. I'm here with Brad Pickering. And this segment is sponsored by Otway Health.
Thank you.
And that, of course, was The Cure's Close to Me, and you're here with Anton and Brad Pickering from Otway Health. We've been talking about the Good Sam app. Yeah, I was just saying to you off air, Brad, that I totally misunderstood what this app was. I thought I had a little bit of knowledge about it, but you've just filled me in on quite a few things that I didn't understand. And one of the most important things was that it really isn't a lot that I have to do. It's first responders, you know, getting first responders out as quickly as possible.
That's right, Anton. So just to recap sort of briefly about what we've just talked about. So the app is primarily for first responders. Those responders need to have nationally qualified or registered qualifications in life support of some kind. Most, if not all, need to be healthcare professionals of some sort, registered with the Australian Health Practitioner Registry Board. And what happens is you don't need to sign up for anything or notify anyone or anything like that. So when someone does have a cardiac arrest or suspected cardiac arrest, 000 will notify that individual if they're on call and have downloaded the app and registered to the nearest defibrillator, as well as the fastest route to the individual that's had the suspected cardiac arrest. And from there, they can direct care of the individual.
That was just our light going out. People at home wouldn't know that, but our light just went out. I think that soft tennis people may have just turned it off on their way out, not realising there was somebody in here. You said something really interesting while we were listening to that song before, and that was about the app being developed in the UK and how they would also developing a mechanism where they would have defibrillators on drones that could be delivered out to these sort of, you know, incidents.
Yeah, so my understanding of the app isn't in total. So I'm still learning quite a bit about Good Sam. And for all those that really want to have a good read about it, there is the Good Sam website, as well as Ambulance Victoria have dedicated section to Good Sam on their website as well. But some of the concepts that have evolved out of it are drones that do have the ability to deliver a defibrillator, an automatic defibrillator, to remoter areas that are needing that intervention for a cardiac arrest.
And this is do you think it's suited, this initiative is well suited to somewhere like Apollo Bay?
So I think this initiative is very well suited to Apollo Bay. I think we've got a lot of individuals who are highly qualified in the area. I also think we're quite remote. And our ambulance, they're a fantastic team, but they do get called away, and coming into the season that we're coming into, they do get a lot busier. So having the ability that if someone in the community does have a suspected cardiac arrest, and we do have people signed up for Good Sam, it means that community members will be able to be cared for with a high level of care by others in their community.
Well, look, this is a fantastic initiative, Brad, and so pleased that you came in this morning to talk about it. And it's something that's fairly new. I mean, I only heard it about it a month ago, so I really wasn't educated on what it was. How long before you think that most people will know about this initiative? Does this sort of stuff sort of,
Well, I think we've made
I'm lost for words.
A really positive step forward in promoting it on the OA Health website, promoting it on the radio station, because Victorian Ambulance only released it in Victoria this year.
Yeah. So is Otway Health a pilot?
There's a part few of this members program? Of the Otway Health team that have the Good Sam app, but primarily it's being piloted by Ambulance Victoria.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. And I assume it will be rolled out pretty much everywhere. It sounds like a great idea.
I hope so. As a healthcare professional who absolutely caring for a community is my number one passion, I almost feel responsible to sign up for it. The last thing I want to hear is that someone I could have changed their life by responding to.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't. I think it's a great initiative, and I encourage all healthcare professionals to at least give it a look.
Yeah,
it may not be for you, but if it is, definitely sign up for it and go through the process, because you can change someone's life.
And as you said before, you can sort of opt out, or it's interactive enough for you to go, well, I'm not actually going to be in Apollo Bay for the next week. I need not to be alerted, because there's nothing I can do. So the app's interactive enough that you're not necessarily on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's it, Anton.
Yeah.
You're not on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's very much you choose when you're on call.
Yeah.
The other component is to it, if you really want to, if you let your registration lapse, or you're retiring, or you don't do your updates in your certifications, you can opt out of the app completely.
Yeah, okay. So this is a classic example of where technology, which I often rave about, driving me crazy, is actually going to do something great.
That's it. So technology is not always
Are you saying it's my deficit. Friend?
It can be your friend in certain instances.
Oh, don't tell me that. That's blowing my mind, Brad. Now, well, look, is anything else happening up at Otway Health that we need to know about? We've got a couple more minutes if you want to.
At the moment, it's business as usual.
Yep.
Coming into our summer period, things are going to get a little bit busier.
Yeah, as they do.
So I just encourage everyone to take it easy.
Yeah, take a deep breath. I heard you take a deep breath then, and I thought that's what the community has to do.
That the community, I think, has taught me that, especially with some of the things that I've experienced last summer. And
well, most of the people here are sort of used to that thing where through winter you get a slight downturn in things happening, and you get I always say you get to take a rest for 3 or 4 months. People say, oh, we should do a lot of stuff through winter in Apollo Bay. And I say, but that's when people actually take the time to rest a little bit.
That's when the
community gets, because as a community you burn out.
Chance to connect.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
Because just like we're talking then about the Good Sam app and the volunteer component that will be necessary to run it, small towns like Apollo Bay rely a lot on their volunteers, and volunteers generally need a break at some point
during the year. Do.
So I think we all sort of take that moment through winter to have a break, and we know we're coming up in a month or two to our busy season. We'll all be ready for it.
Certainly will, Anton.
And Otway Health are no different.
No. Otway Health is very, very much so not different. One thing I'd like to say from a personal point, I'd like to thank the community of Apollo Bay. I've only just realised that as of today, I've been here 12 months.
Ah. And so has it been a positive experience, Brad?
It's been a privilege, Anton. It's been a privilege. So,
yeah, look, I think it's a privilege to live here. But then I'm a little bit biased. I've been here for a few years now. We've got a few minutes. Easy town to integrate into?
I think so. I've had a positive integration. Yeah. I think the community here is very, very welcoming and easy to get along with. And there's lots going on. And it's just got this very, very family-like feel to the community.
Yeah, there are a number of reasons why people come to a small community, and because I talk to a lot of people in my day-to-day work. I talk to a lot of people who have sort of come here recently, or you know, been here a few years, and I always say I think when you move anywhere, you've got to get your hands dirty and you've got to get your boots dirty. You've got to jump in.
Yep.
You know, people will invite you, but they're generally just waiting for you to jump in. It's just it's a big warm bath and we're all in it together. Just jump in. Don't wait to be invited. Just jump.
That's it. You know. Connect.
Connect, yeah, and the more you put in, the more you'll get out, and it's my sort of recipe for life, to be honest. You don't stand back at any time. You've got to jump in.
That's it. It's a good philosophy to have, Anton.
Oh, I think it is. It gets me into a little bit of trouble, Brad, but it mainly keeps
you out of it.
Yeah, keeps me out of trouble and busy. So, yeah, I can recommend it to anyone. Well, thank you, Brad Pickering, for coming in to 3ABR and helping us understand the Good Sam app, and hopefully over the next 12 months or so people hear that that title a little bit more and start to understand what it is.
Yeah, I hope everyone sort of goes out there now and it tries to communicate that, if they do know someone that is in the healthcare field, to promote it more, because I think it is quite a positive way to change the way we care for the community.
It
Thanks,
is.
Anton.
Thank you very much. And that was the Otway Health Check, which you can hear every Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock until 11:30. I'll put back on some music, and we'll all get back on with our day for a few hours, shall we? Enjoy your day, and I'll talk to you tonight probably. I think we're doing a live cross with the panel hearing, the Objectors Inc., and we're going to get a wrap-up at 5 p.m. tonight about the panel hearing that's going on in Apollo Bay. So enjoy your day.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information, or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30 a.m.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.